Case number 9502, Susan Frederick, east of Washington Street, 100 feet west of Route 1 intersection, being Unit 7 within Washington Court Development, a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirement and a variance from the separation requirement between units.
Susan Frederick, 24 Manor Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Susan Lomas, 32059, Condos Chapel Road.
You swear testimony about to give your great wish now?
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Susan Frederick. I'm an architect with the firm George Miles and Buer. And I'm here with the owner of the property, Unit 7 at Washington Court. And we're requesting variances from the rear and side yard setback and also for the distance between the units. That's an existing condition. This building is a single dwelling within a compound of four buildings that make up seven units in a condominium regime called Washington Court. And my client has bought this and would like to repair the building. In looking at the repairs that we needed to do to the building, we decided we needed to do major reconstruction. When we looked at it that way, we looked at making the building more habitable. We'd like to take the building and use a smaller footprint than is existing and make it a two-story building. We're not asking to increase the bedrooms or bathrooms to the building. We're just trying to make the spaces that it has more useful. Currently, the existing building has an existing square footage of 415 approximately square feet. We're proposing to reduce the footprint of the first floor and make the first floor 386 square feet and a new second floor, which is 393 square feet, including an outside deck. We have worked with the surrounding neighbors on this project to minimize any of their concerns. We've reduced the windows on the north side for privacy and for any noise concerns. We intend to match the existing condominium's exterior look and colors, and we've decreased the widest point of the building to pull it away from the building to the north. The existing setbacks on the building sits in a corner and it is approximately 2.5 feet from the rear property line and approximately 8 feet from the side property line. And it's 8 feet from a building to the north and approximately 13 feet from a building directly in front of it, that would be to the west. The building is surrounded by commercial properties on its east and southern side. And I believe there are some letters that have been submitted from one of the owners of the property, Unit 1, which is directly in front of this, and from a neighbor to the south. I believe.
Yes, I just wanted to state the purpose for us doing this is we have a daughter and she lives and works in Rehoboth Beach, and she needs accommodation for a single person, and it's just the rents are so high, everything's two bedrooms, and it's just become impossible for her. So we thought we could provide her with enough space to live in, you know, in a single dwelling, that it would be.
She did live there once.
She lived there when she first moved down. She lived there for the summer, and it just too small. There's no closet space. You can hardly swing a cat in there. Not that she has a cat, but we just thought if we went up the two levels and just split the rooms off instead of, you know, just being like one big hallway, it would look more attractive. The structural work's got to be done anyway, and it would provide her with affordable accommodation year-round.
Better
we have three letters in favor.
Do I understand that the new structure will not encroach any more than the existing one? Is that what you're
Correct.
Trying? Again, in fact, the footprint, you, I think you said, would at least at one point would be a little bit smaller.
Yes, right now it's an odd-shaped building and on one side, but it comes out on a strange angle and actually crosses in front of the building next to it, and we're going to square that off so that it comes away from that building.
And which one of the encroachments did you say was, I guess it was the distance between the buildings that already exist then?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about that's going to be squared off or a different
Yes.
That one? And what year, if you know, were these... buildings construction.
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
And the declaration plan says 87, but I have a feeling from looking at the building.
I think that's when they were condominiumized, but I have no idea how they.
Okay. Do I have any further questions from members of the board?
Did you say she's going to be there year-round?
Yeah, she works downtown in Rehoboth, and it's easy. She can walk straight there.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one,
two.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Okay, ma'am, would you like to come forward? You may sit down.
Thank you.
Name and address.
Kim McKenzie, and it's 7 Washington Court. I'm sorry, 4 Washington Court, Unit 5.
For a testimony you're about to give, for a correct best knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening. First, I just want to say that Dale Lomas, who is your husband, and I have met several times in discussing this. I am in the unit directly above where they are next to, so it's kind of hard to describe, but right now my unit looks out and there's nothing there. I look over top of their unit. And when I bought my unit, there was, you know, obviously nothing there. Now there will be a wall to look at, and also windows that are going to be able to look in. I have great appreciation for the cooperation that they've done so far in trying to make this addition something that's acceptable to me. I want to cooperate. I want to, you know, be supportive of this. I just needed to voice my concerns that I feel that I'm losing some value in the privacy that I currently have with the unit that I purchased, and loss of privacy, also having a wall so close to mine. It is about 5.5 feet from my current unit, the bottom of the unit. I know that there have been some attempts, and I haven't seen anything legally written down on some of the things that the unit owners were going to do to try and compensate for the loss of the value and having to deal with the construction. So I really just want to say that I feel that I am losing out on this, and I don't know for what reason I would want to have this happen.
Ma'am,
yes.
Is this yours right here?
Yes, the upstairs.
And this is it, right?
Yes.
But you got a wall building over here, too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But there's airspace in between there. Okay. So currently I can look out my window and I see airspace and there's a breeze coming through, whereas now it's just going to be basically a wall right there.
How much window space do you have on that side?
I'm sorry?
How much window space do you have on that wall?
Well, I have the two windows, one in the bedroom and one in the living room, but then my front door, actually, unlike the downstairs where the front door is around the other side, and that corner is nothing but a outdoor shower for everybody, above there is actually my front door and looks right into my living room area. So my little deck is actually about a foot away from their roof right now, so it's very close.
So let me, this is a wall that's here right now, is this correct?
Yes, it's the back of a hotel.
This is yours right here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a window on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to want to come up, is that correct?
Yes.
So if that would be possible, they move, so all you really want, you want to be able to see out this window? So if they move this house back so you can look out that window, you're still going to have the same wall, correct? Yes?
Yes, correct. Their house does come up in front of mine.
So if this house could be moved back then, so you could see out that window, you're still going to see that wall, what problem, would there be any problem then? If that could be done, is that what you're saying?
Right, but I with the small size of that unit, I don't see that that being possible for them.
Is that a porch in front of yours?
Yes.
That is a porch.
I mean, if that could be expanded out further, it would make me feel better that I wasn't, being behind their unit so much. But that's another issue.
I don't think they were talking about taking off the front of that, though.
No, I didn't. No, I know that they're going to go up there with this, right? So you already got a wall right here now, right? This is hers here, right? Okay, so this is hers there. So she's talking about she got the wall, so the window, she can just see this wall now then, correct?
Right, but you were talking about moving that back, and they weren't planning on cutting that off.
No, I didn't mean to accommodate, so she's got this window, but she does. So I mean, she's going to control that window, but I was trying to, I think I was right.
And the front door, it's, their living space is going to be basically, a hop, skip, and a jump right there. Which right now I have quite a bit of privacy up because I am up above.
That's your front door?
Yes, it is. And I really don't want to impede on them expanding. I like them. I think they're very nice people. I'd like to be cooperative with this. And if we can maybe work something out amongst ourselves, I'd be willing to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the board?
Thank you,
ma'am. Are there any other options? Another opposition?
Ask her a question.
Huh? Yeah. And would you come back up? One of the members has a question for you. You good, please?
There's no way of moving anything back or offsetting it to give her a little bit of a porch in the front or anything? No way. I said you're going to make the lot a little bit smaller. There's no way to set back or anything on that?
I guess when we thought about it, we went up on the same footprint. We can, because the widest part of the house, the building is only, the inside is 7'9" wide. And the widest part in the front, I think, is about 12 feet wide. And then if we take that part off, it seriously cuts into the rooms. That's why we arranged the rooms so that we had a bedroom that was of a reasonable size to put an actual, I think, queen bed in, and then the living room we can put reasonable furniture in. If we can move the whole thing back, encroaching into the setback more, then it may work, but we still have, that's what I think we're left to. If we cut this part of the building off, it makes a lot of that interior space unusable. I know that on the sides, she was talking about privacy. We did put two small windows on the side of the living room that front on hers that are the only two windows on that side along her whole thing. We can certainly take them out. The front of our house actually has a deck up there to set the front of the building back from hers, but we've left it at, and I think it sets back 3.5 feet now, 3 feet, 4.5 inches.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 9502 under advisement.
Have a motion by Mr. Durkin and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9502 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.